This week's parsha is a double sedra of Tazria Metzorah, and the overwhelming majority of the two sidrot deals with the laws associated with Tzara'at, and a little bit to do with Azav and Azava at the end. But at the very beginning of the parsha, there's mitzvot to do with Leida, with giving birth, Tumat Leida, the ritual impurity which is associated with giving birth, and also the mitzvah of Sirata Omer. And of course, the mitzvah of Sirata Omer has appeared earlier in the Torah. It's the second mitzvah that appears in the Torah in Parashat Lech Lecha. The mitzvah is given to Avraham Avinu. So one of the questions is, why does it need to be repeated here in Parashat Tazria? What chidushim do we get out of it? And one of the chidushim is the fact that it says Uvayom Hashemini Yimol Basar Olato. It could just say Uvashmini Yimol Basar Olato, that the Mila should take place on the 8th. We know it's the 8th day. The fact that it says Uvayom Hashmini, the eighth day itself. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Lamed Daf Kuf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, learns out Afilu B'Shabbat, that the Brit Milah takes place even on Shabbat, even though there's a melacha here involved, a melacha of cutting a person. This will be either a melacha of tolada, of shochet, of slaughtering, or it could even be maket bepatish, making a person into a fully fledged Jewish baby who's had Brit Milah done. In any event, even though there's a melacha involved, nevertheless, the mitzvah of Brit Milah supersedes the mitzvah of Shabbat. And the Torah Tamima, in his commentary, makes the observation, why is it that we don't have a gezeira that you can't do milah on Shabbat, just like we have a gezeira that you can't blow shofar on Shabbat, you can't bench lulav on Shabbat, shema yavirenu dalad amot bishutar abim, in case you carry the equipment for amot in the public thoroughfare. So here also we might be concerned that you carry either the baby or the knife for amot in the public thoroughfare. Why don't we make such a gezeira? And he says the fact that there's a specific drasha in Chumash which tells us that you do the milah on Shabbat means that we can't make such a gezeira, as opposed to lulav and shofar and megillah, where it doesn't specifically say that you do it on Shabbat, and therefore we can make a gezeira. Question discussed by contemporary achronim is, what about a Brit Milah in an instance where the Brit Milah is going to cause extra chilul Shabbat? It's for a non-observant family, and all their guests and family and friends are going to drive, and there's going to be cooking done on Shabbat and photographs taken, etc., etc. Should the Brit Milah be done even in that instance? Rav Vosner in Shevet Halevi, he has a tshuva where he says in such an instance the Brit Milah should be deferred until the Sunday. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simon Kufnun Vav, he disagrees with this and says that even though one's not supposed to be present when Aveirot are taking place, nevertheless, because of the supreme importance of the mitzvah of Milah, and the fact that it supersedes Shabbat, so therefore it can take place even in this instance. And Rav Voldenberg in Shelot Tshuvot Tzitzeliezer Chelet Vav Simon Gimel, he says similarly that seeing as we've got a specific drasha telling us that Brit Milah takes place on Shabbat, even though it involves Chilul Shabbat, so it should take place also in this instance, even though the Chilul Shabbat is not intrinsic to the Milah, but the Brit Milah should not be pushed off. A further question comes up. What about if the Mohel is now going to have to spend Shabbat away from his family? He wants to be able to spend Shabbat with his family and eat cholent and sing Smirot and learn Torah and have Shalom by it. But he's been asked to do a Milah in the middle of nowhere. Or it might even be in the middle of somewhere, but he's got to be away from his family. Is he obliged to do so? So the Minchat Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Hei, he says, yes, this is his job as a moel, to make sure that Jewish children have Brit Milah, and therefore he has to give up his own creature comforts, even his spiritual comforts, in order to do this mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer, however, disagrees. I mean, obviously he preceded the Minchat Yitzchak, but he says differently. He says, we've got principle, Osek B'mitzvah Pato B'nai Mitzvah. If one's involved in one mitzvah, one's exempt from another mitzvah. So persons involved in the mitzvah of on Egg Shabbat and enjoying Shabbat, so that will exempt him from doing the Mila. But the Mincha Yitzchak doesn't accept that, partly on the grounds that he's not actually involved in the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat when he goes to do the Mila, and secondly, because of the fact that seeing as the mitzvah of Mila supersedes the Issa of Melacha on Shabbat, so Kal Vachomer, it supersedes the mitzvah Aseh of Oneg Shabbat. Rav Sternbach, in Sheilot Tshuvot V'Hanagot, Chelek Dalet Simon Reish Kaf Bet, he says that there's room to discuss whether or not the Moel has to go. So in general, he should go. But if it's going to be a Brit Milah, where there's going to be a lot of Chilul Shabbat associated with it as well, so then one can combine a number of factors and say that the Moel doesn't have to abandon his family for Shabbat, and he can, or he's allowed to delay the Brit Milah until after Shabbat. Ad Kan.